Tennessee's Substance Abuse Agency has just hired a new medical director who is himself an addict in recovery, and he sees a big part of his job as sharing his own story of abusing pain pills. Stephen Lloyd was a young doctor in Johnson City, his hometown. Stressed out and driving home to his young kids, he realized he had some Lortab in his glove box. Lloyd says he popped a pill and felt like he had found a cure for his anxiety. But within a few months, he was taking 15 pills at a time.
You know, every morning when I woke up, I was in full-blown withdrawals. I couldn't leave the house until my wife left and I could get my hands on pills to start to feel like a human being again.
After 3 years, Lloyd's father called him out and drove him to detox at Vanderbilt and enter a pricey treatment program. Lloyd was able to keep his license to practice medicine through a program that requires him to take random drug tests. And in recent years, he found himself giving talks on opioid addiction around Tennessee, which has some of the country's highest rates of pill abuse.
And that's one of the main challenges we face right now in our state is dealing with the stigma of addictive disease. We know how many people we have addicted. We know what our problem is right now is how do we reach them with adequate treatment.
In his new government role, Lloyd's primary job will be to change the way people think about addiction from a personal failing to a disease where treatment is nothing to be ashamed of. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.